I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome back, guys. We are at the Masked Singer After Show, Episode 14, Top 6. I'm your host, Rhea Williams, a super fan since season one, and we have Trina Dong, who is a super fan of The Masked Singer South Korean.
Yes, what's up? Excited to talk about this one.
Yes, and of course we have Rob, who is the mastermind of all things music, Rob Styles. Hey!
Hey, I am here, and I'm like the cat who killed the canary. There's a lot to get to tonight, and I'm ready to get into it.
Yes, you guys, so we have six contestants left, so of course we're going to go over that. Gordon Ramsay was in the house tonight. I'm a fan of him. He is my favorite. Of course, we're going to jump into our game a little bit tonight, and then we'll go over predictions for next week. It's winding down, and yeah, I thought the competition was good tonight, but we'll see what you guys think. So let's just jump into it. What were your overall thoughts on tonight's episode?
I can go. I thought it was okay, because I love the frog and I love the turtle, and I thought that their song choices were bad this week, and so I didn't love them as much as I normally do. And Rob's looking down, so he's upset about the turtle train situation, and I understand. Yes. So you can fight with me about it all you want, but I just wasn't feeling it. Otherwise, I thought everybody was great, let's be honest, but that's how I felt.
Yeah, I thought we had some good performances across the board. I wasn't too over the moon about the kitty or the kitten this week, but who I was over the moon about almost even a little bit more than the turtle, because that's my boy. The Night Angel had a crazy performance. I was like, whoa. I mean, really good stuff from her this week. She almost got a new fan, you know, out of me. Turtle still number one, but I love the Night Angel tonight.
Look, I of course love what the contestants did today, but I just want to give a round of applause to the judges, because they were actually saying names this week that made sense. And I was like, why now? Why are you now? Hunter Hayes, they're now saying, and Candy Burris, they're now saying, Bow Wow, they're now saying, they've never said these names.
No.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like, all of a sudden, they're saying them this week. So I was actually pretty excited about that, because I was like, okay, maybe they know what they're talking about now. Mm-hmm. We're getting there. As always, though, we know we have loyal fans out there. You guys always make us the ESPN of TV Talk, and you guys support us even during this time. So we hope you guys are staying safe and healthy. Yes. Trina, tell us who's in the chat.
We got everybody in the chat. It's popping. Everybody is popping off, telling how they feel. We got Tara Balt, Jazzy Jones, Annabelle, Miriam. That's it. But there are more people in there. I see y'all watching and not talking. Chat along, tell us what you think. I will check in with you throughout the episode.
Yes, people in the chat, please don't spectate, conversate.
Yeah.
I love it.
Whoa.
Hashtag that.
I'll do it right now.
Hashtag don't spectate, conversate.
Okay. Got it.
Well, let's talk about it. So the kitty went first tonight, and she sang Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend by Marilyn Monroe. I thought that was a cute choice. Rob, let's start with you.
That's precisely what it was. It was a cute choice, and I think she can sing. Like, we've heard her week after week sing, you know, pretty good versions of songs and getting better each week, and I just thought she was gonna stick with something that would challenge her more vocally. I mean, because this song, I mean, I could go out there and sing that, and I'm not a singer. Like someone like this, like the cat who is singing, who's actually good, you know, I was expecting a little bit more, but at the same time, you know, it's all about getting through the performances to standard and giving the people something they can look forward to next week. And that's what she did.
Yeah. What about you, Trina?
I agree. She did well. I was watching and listening. Sometimes when the kitty performs, it depends. I think she has two different voices. I think she's two different people. And so sometimes I'm focusing, and sometimes I'm just focusing on who she is instead of how the performance is good. But I thought it was a standard good Kitty performance. I thought it was crazy that they said they thought it was Lea Michele. So while you're right that they were bringing it on saying other names for once, and I think they did that because Sharon Osbourne showed them up the last episode. So they're like, oh, maybe we should, you know, try to do this thing. But it's definitely obviously not Lea Michele. We've heard her sing at the Tonys. We've heard her sing, and just, she is an insane, insane vocalist. So that one threw me off. So it's not her.
I agree with you guys. The Kitty, I don't want to say was a forgotten performance tonight, but she just was, she did, like you guys said, I'm just going to reiterate what you said. She did what she had to do to keep going.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
We've got some thoughts in the chat.
Okay.
So everyone says that the Kitty is Jackie. Ivanko, just as they've been saying, the girl that was on America's Got Talent. Is that right, guys? Sorry, check me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, but that's one.
Yeah, everybody thinks it's her. I don't know who it is, so I can't relate, but I'm out of guesses at this point. So I think we have to just go with the chat.
I'm with you on this one because I don't have the clue. And the judges' guesses with the clues aren't helping me either.
No, but the clues are also not helping. Well, I'm bad at the clues no matter what. So they've never been helpful, but specifically now they're not. They're just stretching at this point to get more clues. So I'm just even more confused.
And these clues, like, I from past seasons and past episodes when people have been eliminated, like, these clues have the most subtle of connections between the character and the clues. Like, who would know some of these things? So I try to look at the clues, but it's a double-edged sword. You have the clues that are, like, very cool, and you have to be a super fan of that person to know. Mm-hmm. And just when you think you got it, you also have the judges who are throwing off all kinds of crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. And when you try to put those two together, it gets crazy, especially if you have somebody like Ken. If you formulate some kind of web in your mind of clues, Ken will say something, and it'll be totally off. But then you think about the whole Victor Oladipo thing. The last time Ken went super far right, he was actually correct. So it's hard to gauge with the judges and the clues for me.
Oh, one thing. So Annabelle brings up a good point, and I thought this too, that Gordon Ramsay was the closest because he guessed Charlotte Church.
Yeah.
Who is like a young female opera singer. So I think that was the closest universe for sure.
I think so too, as far as the Kitty.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to the Rhino, who sang Die a Happy Man by Thomas Rhett. Did you guys like the Rhino's performance today? You're smiling. Just go ahead, Trina.
I did. I thought it was good. I thought he was actually my favorite performance of the night. And I did a little research on this Barry Zito person, and it makes complete sense to me. I also believe what Bree said 2 weeks ago, since she's an SFer. So I'm going to go with it, but I love the performance and I want him to go far because I think he has a really nice voice.
I like this performance a little bit as well. I mean, I'm not like you, but I did enjoy it. In past weeks, I do think it's an improvement. And as far as the clues go, he did say something that was very, he had a clue that was like on the nose with him and his name potentially, because the spaghetti is a pasta and the
Zito. See, that's what you were talking about. You have to delete a letter and add another letter, and then the clue makes sense. And you're like, but is that a clue then?
I mean, it's a clue. I'm pasta and pasta. I mean,
yeah.
Hey, but better performance from him this week. So.
Yeah. I have to agree. He was definitely top three for me. And it wasn't until Bree said Barry Zito that a Barry Zito would even pop in my head.
Yeah.
Now that the judges are saying it now too, I feel like I already knew it was Barry Zito because we talked about it 3 weeks ago. But that clue that Rob just put together, I wouldn't, even knowing now or thinking I know now, I still wouldn't have put that clue together, which is why I'm horrible too at the clues.
I'd be like, he's Italian. I mean, it doesn't, unless, and maybe Zito is Italian.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. I have no idea. See how bad it is? I'm like questioning what pasta is.
Well, I just really love food and I'm, you know, always thinking about it. So I was like, Zito. Yes.
Does the chat have any comments on that?
Yeah, they're just saying, of course, it's Barry Zito. They've been telling us for a very long time. Yeah. We just weren't aware of this Barry Zito fella. They're saying the rhino was good. Or Jazzy said, I think the rhino will go back next week. I agree. And then Miriam just said that all of the singers have beautiful voices, which she's not wrong at this point.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Okay, so let's move on to your favorite, Trina the Frog.
I love the frog. What happened? I know that everybody is probably going to disagree with me, but I thought the song was like too clubby and too hype.
And I didn't even mention the song. And important actually for the frogs. It's so different than what he normally does, but he did Whatever It Takes by Imagine Dragons.
Yeah. And so like it turned into this like EDM situation that I was not expecting or feeling. Sorry.
I'm with you just a little bit, just a TT bit. I wanted him to like at least sing the hook, whatever it takes. I want him to leave. You know,
no.
I know he's not like a great singer, he's just a rapper, but I mean, even Gronk would have tried to sing the hook, you know, because it's an easy
that's
hook.
True. That's
of
true.
Course, rather. And I have to give him his performance. The performance is great. It's always crazy. The dance moves are always on point. And this kid, the frog, he can dance and rap at the same time and keep the breath. I have to give him that, you know, regardless of the singing or not. The guy comes with it every week.
Yeah, that's true. It just wasn't a song. The song didn't show, like, he could have picked another fast rap song that he would have been able to keep showcasing who he obviously is, which is Bow Wow.
Yeah.
So it's kind of confusing. What'd you think, Bria?
I liked it. And I think it's more of what Rob said. He just brings so much energy. It doesn't even matter what song he does. He just brings the energy to the stage. And I think that is what captures my attention over the song that he chooses, because I'm just so into his entertainment. So I liked it. He was my number one. He was my number one. I'm thinking about the other two that I really liked, which was Night Angel and the Rhino, but Frog was number one for me.
That makes sense. Listen, everybody agrees with you. Everybody disagrees with me. Classic move. Annabelle said, I actually like the frog this week. And Jazzy said, the frog was good. I think it was better than the Pitbull for performance last week. And we also have our very own Bryant Santos in the house in the chat. Hi, Bryant. Thanks for watching us. And Terabalt says, he's a good performer. True. It's all true. I just really wasn't digging the song vibes
tonight. Yeah. And I don't even think we really need to talk about Bow Wow, Omarion. I guess you could dabble between the two, but we're pretty sure it's Bow Wow.
I'm sure.
No, I mean, Omarion. See, Omarion doesn't make sense, but who's the other one, Bria? Remember?
Romeo?
No, in Omarion's band.
Fizz?
B2K. No, not Fizz.
J-Bug?
Yes.
J-Bug. He does come with a lot of energy. I could see that.
Yeah, it could be him. I don't think Omarion, but it could be him. But it's not. It's Bow Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we're moving on to the Night Angel, who I've been ride or dying for since she stepped on the stage. let's start with you.
Yeah, I really liked this performance a lot. Like, you know me, Turtle's always number one, but got a contender this week with Night Angel. The way she started the song, very slow. I was still trying to figure out what was going on with the voice there for a minute. But man, like 30 seconds after I had that thought, she started killing it. And she killed it all the way to the end. And then she hit this really long, powerful note, showing that range and that power and that soul she has in the voice, and just made that song her own. And I believe, beyond a shadow of a doubt, it is Candy Burris.
Ah, course. I think she was really good too. I loved it. And it's funny because I've been paying attention to her more because she's been doing interviews for Real Housewives. And so I've been listening to her speaking voice, which is obviously different than the random accents that she's doing for all the voiceover stuff. But I get it, I think.
Yeah. And I feel like Nicole mentioned tonight how, oh, she's filming for Real Housewives or something like that tonight. Like, Candy is like a five-trick pony. She does Real Housewives. She's on The Chi. She's a new mother. Mm-hmm. She's a wife. She has a restaurant. And she's on this show. Like, I'm just kudos to Candy. I know we're saying it like we know who she is, but I really think it's her. And it's actually amazing that she's doing all of these things in her life and still able to be this deep in the competition.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. The chat agrees. Jazzy, it's Candy. The bug clue, she helped wrote Bugaboo for Destiny's Child. Interesting. Thank you, Jazzy. Did not know that. Did you guys know that?
Yeah.
I didn't know she wrote that song. I did know she wrote some other songs. I don't know if anybody's here fans of The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah.
But she wrote that song, my favorite bad song ever, Touch the Party. By Kim Zolciak. That was the greatest, but she wrote that song. That's the best part about it. And I'm like, what? Candy wrote Tardy for the Party. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy. But Annabelle, on the other hand, said, Night Angel's voice is usually hit or miss for me. Voice is shaky, but she was good. I can agree with that. I can totally agree with that. But, you know, lately she's been pushing them, pushing those notes.
Can we just talk about real quick, would you guys eat a cricket?
Like a cooked one, like one that's cooked?
Like the one that Nick Cannon ate. Would you?
No, I think if it was like prepared food, because you know how they do that, they have like prepared bugs. That one didn't look very like triple fried and prepared, you know.
Mm. I would only do it in America if it was like a double dog dare, or there was like some money on the line. Oh, and in foreign countries, I would do it if that's like a custom in the country that I'm in.
There we go.
Here, you're going to have to pay me or like
totally
a big audience.
Okay. Bria? I'm with you guys. I probably wouldn't do it, but I just wanted to ask you guys. I wanted to know what you're dealing with.
I mean, do we think it was real?
I don't think he really ate it though, because they cut.
Yeah, I don't think he ate it either. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I just said, no, okay. We can move on to the astronaut now. So the astronaut saying Story of My Life by One Direction. And sorry, the Night Angel saying Black Velvet by Alana Miles, just for anyone who's keeping up with that. So astronaut, let's get into it, Trina.
Big 1D fan over here. Again, did not love that song choice for him. And of course, you know, everybody's been saying it's Hunter Hayes the whole time. I think this performance specifically, I heard his voice more because it was a little strained in certain areas of the song. Because, you know, you try to make a song with a 5-piece group at that time, I think, and then turn it into what he did. So I thought it was okay. That's what I got, Rob.
I didn't know the song, the One Direction, because I don't listen to them. But I'm gonna try to, because to support my fellow Masked Singer panel.
I'll text you a playlist.
But yeah, I thought he did a pretty good job with that song, because I've never heard the song before, so I didn't know. But I thought he did a pretty good job. I think he has a great voice out of the people that are left in the conversation. In the competition. As far as this one, there was nothing that really blew me away this time. And there wasn't like any big great notes from him. He normally has a couple of good notes that he throws in there to keep the crowd going and the viewers at home. And tonight felt like a little more subtle, a more laid back, subtle approach to getting through his songs. He's a little bit, usually has a little bit more showmanship. But
right.
Overall, I thought he got through the song, and I liked it, even though I never heard the song before.
Yeah, I think I'm with you guys on this one, too. He was like on the bottom for me. He was near the kitty tonight where he was just singing to get by. And I think the fact that I'm on the Hunter Hayes train now, I kind of overlooked performance tonight just because I was like, I know who you are. So I was kind of with you guys. I wasn't impressed by his performance.
Got it.
What did you guys say? Because they know it's Hunter Hayes.
Right.
Nothing.
Wait, what'd you say? Was the chat saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, they all know it's Hunter Hayes. We had some people answering your cue about crickets. We've got Princess Angel Forever said, no, I would run. Jazzy said, no, I would not eat one. And yeah, that's what they've got.
Great. We're all on the same page. We can go to dinner together.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Last but not least, we have the turtle who sang Stay by Alessia Cara.
Rob, go. Just do it.
I love that song anyway. So I love that singer. And now that the turtle's doing it, I have to go back and revisit it a couple times. I thought the turtle did his thing. I love the voice as usual. I did love the steps this time. A lot of steps and choreography going. Dude didn't miss a beat, kept his voice just as great as it always is. And no complaints from me. I think he was in my top one and two. The Night Angel was number three for me. But okay. Yeah, Turtle Train once again. And I think he's going to win this competition.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with that last line.
All the lines I said, just the last line.
The other lines, I disagree. And I just thought he showed us the last couple of weeks how good of an actual singer he is, not just a pop star. And so I thought that this week, I wish that he would have, you know, given it a little more oomph as far as the vocals, which is why I'm surprised that we disagree. But you are, have been on that turtle train so long, you know, and it's blind love. It's blind love at this point, maybe, you know what I'm saying?
I'm so loyal. Oh my God. Okay. Well, I don't agree with the last statement. I don't think he's going to win. I do think it's going to be him, Frog, and Night Angel, but I don't think he's going to win. But I agree with everything else you guys said. Well, I agree with Rob said, like his performance, everything was great with that. I love the song. I agree with all that. But top three, but I don't know if he's the winner. I'm willing to debate on that.
So who do you think? Who would you pick?
I would probably pick the Frog to win it all.
Very well could be. Very well could be. That's a good choice. I don't think it would be the Night Angel, but
yeah,
I do think top.
So, I mean, we didn't talk about who we think it is, though. Who do you guys think the turtle is?
Oh, it's Jesse McCartney.
I agree with that.
You guys do?
It's been Jesse McCartney. What are you talking about? We've been talking about this for weeks. It's been Jesse McCartney the whole time. I think so. The chat thinks so. You should think so.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Did you forget?
I didn't like forget, but the fact that you guys are so solid and stuck in that, and I love Jesse McCartney. Wow. I'm still going to have to go with the
Bria, off. We've been talking about it for weeks and weeks, and it's Jesse.
I know. It's unfortunate too, because when the chat says something, it's normally right.
Yeah. The chat but agrees.
I do
yeah.
I do have one thing though. Didn't the turtle have the clue with the NKTOB?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But
that's the only
thing. Anything. It could be anything. Oh, he probably opened for them on their tour.
Okay, there we go. Now I'm convinced.
Yeah, because it was right around that comeback time that he would have been popping off in that way. Because I remember I went to NKOBT or OTB BSB. You guys remember when that happened? Like
BSB. Oh yes.
Like 8 years ago. And who opened for them? Naughty by Nature. Opened for and then
Naughty by Nature.
And then Jordan Sparks opened for Naughty by Nature. But I think Jesse McCartney might have been on some dates. So I don't know. But the chat agrees that it's Jesse, of course. Duh.
Fine. We'll go with it.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
So now we're looking for a producer named Ryan so we can play a game.
Ryan.
The game. The best.
Hello, the game. Yes.
The game.
We're playing the game. We're doing another round of lyrics. And can you name the artist and song? We got 5 this week. There are no tiebreakers. And I apologize vehemently for last week's Old Town Road ruling. Anyway, first one up.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's right, you just got yourself back into that because we forgot.
Vehemently apologize. I was getting tweeted at this week about it. All right, yeah. First up. And by the way, your name is your buzzer. Your name is your buzzer. So here we go.
Okay.
These are the lyrics. Eat me and record it, but your edge up all I'm showing. Rob? Eat me and record it, but your edge up all I'm showing?
You know, Rob?
No?
Nothing.
I can give you another verse. It's very obvious. Okay, here. All them lil...
Wait, can I guess? Bria.
Who?
Is it Rihanna?
Oh.
No. All them lil ass clothes only fit fake booties. All them lil ass clothes only fit fake booties. It's an explicit song.
So
Bad.
I was going to say, so it's a country song.
Bad.
I'm joking.
Bad
I'm
ish. Joking. Still talking cash ish. I'm censoring.
What?
Ish like water. I'm unbothered and Clue relaxing.
Clue time.
And.
Clue time.
Putting on the clock here. No, it's not it. Your name is your buzzer. Ooh, we have someone in the chat who did get it, but no one knows the lyrics to this. I'm going to do one more time. All them lil-ass clothes only fit fake booties. Bad-ish. Still talking cash-ish. Chorus. Eat me and record it, but your edge up and I'm showing. Last hint. There is a remix to this song that came out this week.
This week?
Bria.
Oh, dang.
Yes.
Meg Thee Stallion.
Yes. And
Beyonce.
Yes, ding ding ding. Bria's up one.
I don't know.
Number two.
Woo!
Number two. It's not much of a life you're living. It's not much of a life you're living. It's not just something you take, it's given. It's not much of a life you're living.
Oh.
It's not just something you take.
I know it.
It's given.
Oh.
Keep going, Ryan. I know it.
I don't think I can keep going. Round and round and around and around we go. Oh, now?
Like right there.
Tell me now. Tell me now. You know. This is getting a little... meta. Not really sure.
I know it, but I don't.
Not really sure how we feel about it. Something in the way you move.
Rob.
Oh.
Rob.
Yeah.
It's Rihanna, Stay.
Yes, that's Rihanna.
Oh.
Rihanna, Stay. Rob is up one. Tie game. Pick it up, Trina. Oh.
You did this for me this week.
Here we go. Players only.
You
come
did
on.
This for me this week.
Put your pinky rings up to the moon.
Players only.
Girls, what y'all trying to do?
Rob.
Yeah, Rob?
Rob.
Yeah. Oh, Rob got it.
Ugh. It's Bruno Mars, 24 karat.
Well done, Rob. Rob's up 2-1. 2-1.
True.
Bruno Mars. These are all, by the way, from Billboard Top 100. yes. All right. I look around and sin cities, cold and empty, oh. No one's around to judge me, oh. I can't see clearly when you're gone. I said, ooh. No one? One more read through. I look around and Sin City's cold and empty, oh. Yeah. No one's around to judge me, oh. I can't see clearly when you're gone, oh. I said, ooh. TikTok. It's a hint for this one.
I have no idea. I have zero idea.
I can feel it.
Yeah, here's another hint. Bria did a TikTok with this song.
That's embarrassing.
I think.
Come on, Bria. You should know this thing.
Here, I'll read a little bit more. I've been trying to call. I've been on my own for long enough. Maybe you can show me how to love. Maybe I'm going through withdrawals. You don't even have to do much. You can turn me with just a touch. Baby.
I've literally no clue.
Okay, I'll keep going. I'll actually say the chorus. Ooh, I'm blinded by the light. No, I can't sleep until I feel your touch. I said, ooh, I'm drowning in the night. Oh, and when I'm like this, you're the one I trust.
Oh, God, it's like right in my stomach.
That was the chorus. Because I'm running out of time because I can see the sunlight up the sky. So I hit the road in overdrive, baby. Oh, the city's cold and empty. No one should judge me. I'm blinded by the lights. No, I can't sleep until I feel your touch. No one? All right, guys. Oh, people are furious right now.
Do they know it in the chat?
No,
they're just mad.
Yeah.
What are they mad about?
Right, the answer is Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. It's on his new album.
Lights. I don't know that song.
The Weeknd. It's the one that's like, I said, ooh, I'm blinded by
You got one
light.
Last one?
All right, one last one, guys. Here we go.
Yes!
Here we go. She was a bad, nevertheless. Calling it quits now. Baby, I'm a wreck. Crash at my place. Baby, you're a wreck. Thinking in a bad way. Losing your grip. Screaming at my face. Baby, don't drip. What is that face, Trina? Someone took a big L. Don't know how that felt. Looking at you sideways. Party on tilt. Oh, some things you just can't refuse. She wanna ride me like a cruise. And I'm not trying to lose. Then you're left in the dust, unless I stuck by you.
Oh, the chat knows. I saw it, so I'm not going to cheat. But the chat knows, and I know that it's right.
Rob, so are you serious two. Right now?
Nothing.
I'm drawing a blank.
All right, hold on. Let me read that last part one more time. Someone took a big L. Don't know how that felt. Looking at you sideways, party on tilt. Ooh, some things you can't refuse. You want to ride me like a cruise. I'm not trying to lose. Then you're left in the dust. Unless it's stuck by
you.
Bria. What is his name?
Oh.
Say the song.
Sunflower. Sunflower. You're the sunflower.
She's got the song.
What is his name? Sunflower with those two boys.
Oh,
Those two young men. What are their names? Somebody help me.
So his name, the clue for his name, the first word there, it's a place where we go drop off the mail.
So the blank office.
Rob knows it. Bria. Rob knows it.
Yes, Bria, the place do, we drop I'm, off I'm, the mail, Bria.
We need Bria to get this. Bria, we need you to get this.
The place you physically you walk to.
Think entertainment, and what kind of production is the only production that could work right now?
And what?
I have a headache.
Think face tattoos. Think
you guys. I know. I can see his face with the dread and all. I'm just forgetting.
Think. Let's see.
Famous basketball player.
Yes.
his name.
Basketball
Carl
player.
CM.
Say his name. No, no, we haven't said his name yet. We haven't said his name yet. We're still trying to get you to guess it.
The place and walk to drop off the mail.
Hold on, Trina. Trina, there's pre-production.
The mail.
There's production.
And
then there's...
production and blank.
So there's pre-production.
It's not Post Malone.
Yes, it is!
You did it.
You win.
Yeah, but who is it featuring?
It doesn't matter.
He left.
Brian left.
Sway Lee. Post Malone and Sway Lee.
Sway Lee. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Ryan, for the game.
Yeah.
Thank you, chat. Let me point out quick a few people that got Sunflower. We got Miriam and Jazzy. Thank you, guys. We wanted Bria to win very badly this time, and it happened.
So embarrassing.
It happened.
It's not Post Malone. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Okay, thanks you guys for the win. I guess because I'm the winner this week, I'll start with predictions for next week.
Do it.
Okay, so my prediction, we are winding down to, it's going to be the top four. So I think next week that I think the rhino is going to go home, just because I told you, I think that the frog, the night angel, the rhino or the kitty. I'm going to go with the kitty first, actually. The kitty's going to go home next week, leaving us with the remaining five, just because, like I said, tonight's episode, although the kitty's done great thus far amongst the other five that we have right now, she kind of stands alone and can sometimes be forgettable.
Yeah.
I think that the kitty's going to be going home next week. That's my prediction.
I agree with you. I think that America might, or wait, it's not America. Who's, yeah, the audience, therefore a part of America. I think the rhino has kind of won some hearts. So I think he's going to last a little bit longer, maybe just after the kitty. Rob?
I think the rhino, either the rhino or the kitty will go home next week. Because now we're getting down to the people who have the best performances and best voices. So those are the two we're getting to. So I think those two are going to fall off.
The chat, just real quick. Annabelle thinks the rhino's going home. Tara Baltz thinks the rhino's going home. So, guess we'll see, guys. What if it's the turtle?
It's not going to be the turtle.
But what if?
If turtle goes home next week, I'm going to quit the show.
Bye, Rob.
I'm kidding. I wouldn't quit this show. I don't care.
Thank you. So harsh.
The turtle's not going home.
Agree.
Oh gosh, well I guess we'll have to find out next week, but until then you guys can find me on Instagram and TikTok at @BriaWilliams_ and Facebook and Twitter at @TheBriaWilliams.
And y'all can find me at @HeyTrinaDong on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok at @TrinaDong.
And you guys can find me on Insta at @RobStelo, that's STEELO.
All right, until next week guys, we'll see you then. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.